Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joining us now here on the guest line is your friend and mine. He was live there reporting on the first Thanksgiving ever. The oldest man in the world. I'm talking, of course, about the great Tom King, the Nashua Telegraph. Mr. King, how are we doing tonight, sir?
What time do you want me over there tomorrow?
Anytime you want, buddy. Anytime. Come on over. We got a seat for you. Pull right up.
Do I have to bring anything?
No. We got the food covered.
All right.
Bring your sunny personality. You'll be just fine. How you doing, buddy? How you,
exactly.
King, I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. What's going on with you?
Working. A lot of high school stuff. A lot of Patriot stuff, too. And, I did a little college stuff yesterday. So things are going all right. And now we're getting into the meat of the season with the Patriots in terms of the games that really, really matter now, right?
It's true.
You know, you got the Bills and the Ravens is the only teams that can really challenge them, I think.
Your Big Blue is not going to challenge them, you don't think, there, huh?
I think they'll challenge them, but I think that the Big Blue will do what Big Blue has done. They've blown 5 fourth quarter leads. I'm writing for tonight's column. Why stop there? Well, might as well go 6. really. It's been... For the Giants, it's been a struggle, and I had to listen on New York radio earlier today about how Bill Belichick ought to be the next coach of the New York Giants, and I almost gagged. I gagged. I was like, "You got to be kidding me!"
According to Jacina Anderson, there's a big market for him, King. You know, there's a lot of teams very interested.
Yeah, they're very interested in how they can avoid it. That's what they're very interested in.
I would think so. Did you happen to hear what Brian Burns was saying about Drake May there? Did you catch that?
You played it and I missed it. I didn't have my hearing aid on at the time. So I missed it. But the thing about the Giants pass rush is interesting because they've got 4 guys who want to be able to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
In the back defensive backfield. The only one who's doing it is Burns. The Giants lead, they're high up in pressures, but they can't finish except for Burns, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau. Oh, good Lord. I mean, these guys cannot get to the quarterback. They push people towards the quarterback, but they can't get to the quarterback. So,
well, Burns got to the quarterback 13 times. He's doing fine, but you're right. The rest of them,
not so much. He's the only guy who finishes for them. And, of course, I guess if you're looking at that kind of a lineup, this is not a good week for the Patriots to be lacking on offensive line depth. And by the way, I guess I was kind of right a little bit about Will Campbell because everybody seems to be so upset that he's out. that's a good sign for Will Campbell. But you win games in the NFL when you've got a good offensive line. I think that's the most important component of any football team besides the quarterback is the offensive line. I really do. And the Patriots have really, they've really gotten an offensive line that has at least kept their quarterback from getting mangled. And I don't think last year, if they had to go with the same offensive line they went with last year, they would have been in trouble.
Sure, but they got 40% of that offensive line from last year going to be on the left side of the line this weekend and for maybe the next couple weeks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So they've got the Giants this week, but they have a bye. The bye week helps them out a little bit. I think they're going to probably get their left guard back in time for the next game after that. Campbell, obviously, he's got to be out for 4 weeks. He won't be back until the season finale. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the closest knit NFL teams or Patriots team that I've ever seen. I mean, these guys, did you get the attitude after the end of that game with Cincinnati and all the things they were talking about at the podium and the interviews and everything else talking about, and I think that, you know, Jelani Tavai's situation, whatever that is, has something to do with that. They were, you know, and then they see all these guys go out with injuries. After that game, a game that they won, they weren't too jovial, you know. And I think part of it is the fact that they're concerned for their teammates.
Yeah, I did notice that. Campbell. You noticed it with Vrabel in his normal speech. You noticed it in the post game pressers, everything. I mean, it was not the normal jovial mood that you get from that group.
No, it was not, and that speaks to the fact that this is a close knit team. And I think the guy that creates that atmosphere is Mike Vrabel. Because he was a player, and I think that goes hand in hand with the kind of atmosphere that he wants to create around his team. Now, winning helps that, obviously.
Sure.
Everybody loves everybody when they win, you know. But I think the Patriots team that I've covered that was the most at odds with each other was the 2019.
Oh, I can't get these guys to play how I want them to play. The Dalius Thomas, Randy Moss.
Yeah, that was the Belichick's line to Brady on the sideline, mic'd up at New Orleans.
The Ray Rice team, the team that got beat by Ray Rice in the first round, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And Dalius Thomas saying that they couldn't get in, you know, they didn't have the Jetsons.
Right, I forgot about that. That was a good one, too.
Right, that was a great line, yep. And then there were some, I don't know if that was the year that Tommy Curran got into it with one of the linebackers. It was, you know, the linebacker didn't like what Curran wrote and was screaming at him in the locker room. There were a lot of bad things that happened that year in that locker room.
Yeah,
it was just, but this locker room, even after games, now obviously they've won them, but even after the games they lost, you know, they didn't point fingers, they didn't, you know, none of that, and in the games they've won, I mean, they really, you know, they conserve their teammates. You could tell they're. That's the one thing a coach always says, right? Play for each other. And this team seems to be doing that. Now, you know, enough of the kumbaya stuff. I mean, they're going to have to play football. They're going to have to play some good football when they face the Ravens and when they face the Bills. And those are going to be games that we're going to know more about. We're going to know where the Patriots stand with those two games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, I would think so. And I think that a game, you know, a team like the Bengals, which had, you know, coming into it, given up 33 points a game, that was a where do you stand kind of game in the sense of how good does your offense really look? And I thought that that Bengals defense gave Drake May hell for about three quarters worth of that game.
I think they took them lightly. I think the Patriots, in their own mind, I mean, you're going to do that over the course of a season. I think the Patriots took that defense lightly. And I think the defense, maybe Cincinnati's defense said enough of this. We're tired of being, you know, picked on. We're tired of being told how bad we are. At some point, a team is going to do that. But what happened in the end? They ended up losing the game, which is what bad teams do. That's what my fear with the Giants is, that they play in all these close games. At some point, somebody's going to just blow them out, and that's what happens to losing teams. You know, and could it happen Monday night? I don't know. I think that they match up okay a little bit in certain areas with the Patriots. The one thing with the Giants that the Patriots have to be concerned about, and don't forget, the Patriots are banged up on defense too.
Sure.
Is that the Giants score, as opposed to other years, they score points. Whether it's Jameis Winston at quarterback or whether it's Jackson Dart at quarterback.
Or Jameis Winston at wide receiver, which I enjoyed.
That was a great play, wasn't it?
That was
fabulous. You know,
it's play of the year.
And Jameis Winston is, by the way, he signed with a 2-year deal as their backup. And that's great. I mean, I think that's the perfect job for Jameis Winston. Be a backup quarterback, set the atmosphere in the locker room, help the starter out, and then if the starter goes down for a few games, play like he does. And that's the perfect spot for Jameis Winston. Because if you have Jameis Winston throwing the ball too many times, it's going to end up in enemy territory. It's going to end up in enemy hands. And I think the Patriots probably, if Jameis Winston plays on Monday night, we don't know yet. Dart practiced fully today, so we'll see. They all thought he was going to play last week. He didn't. So we'll have to see what happens. And by the way, before you let me go, you're going to take a Thanksgiving Eve quiz.
Okay.
A one-question quiz.
One-question quiz. Well, okay.
One-question quiz. So I'll ask it now.
Okay.
So what is the most significant thing that has happened to the New England Patriots on Thanksgiving in their history? The most significant thing.
The butt fumble.
No.
No?
Good answer.
Okay.
No.
That's the most significant thing I can think of that happened on a Thanksgiving game. Let's see. All right, let me think. It was a game that they played or something that happened?
Yes, it was a game they played. Yep, it was a game they played.
Thanksgiving game that they played. I remember they played Detroit one year in the red jerseys. I don't remember anything big happening that year. I don't know. What is it?
You got it right with Detroit.
Uh-huh.
It happened 25 years ago. A quarterback by the name of Tom Brady played in his first ever NFL regular season game.
Of course. Not his first start, but that was the first game that he appeared in, right?
It was the first game that he appeared in. Mm-hmm. He was in relief. They lost 34-9. They
just
Bledsoe out. They put Brady in. And he went 1 of 3. And his first completion, his only completion, was to a player named Rod Rutledge, tight end.
Tight end, yeah, sure. I remember Rod Rutledge. Okay, yeah, you know, a lot of people think Brady's first game was that game with Mo Lewis, but it's not. Yeah, he got into games before that. Yeah.
Right, a skinny backup Tom Brady, a skinny third-string quarterback, I think, and he went right in there and played two, three passes at the end of that game. I saw some of that game, too. I said, oh, this Brady kid, let's see what he's like.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Yep, Bill Belichick's first year as head coach.
Okay, hey,
of the Patriots.
Before I let you go, Tom, real quick, Drake May has thrown 4 picks in his last 5 games, and in 2 of his last 3 games, his passer rating has been under 90. Is this anything that you or Patriots fans you think should be concerned about?
Well, I think what it is that defensive coordinators have found something.
Mm.
And they found something to try to confuse him in coverages and also maybe get May to throw on the run or throw in panic mode. May has one habit, and maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you'll disagree with me. He tends to, and those picks have been sailed, right? Yeah. A lot of them have been sailed. That's what he does. He overthrows receivers sometimes because he sees the receiver wide open and he wants to hit him deep and he overthrows them. And that's one of the things that he does as a quarterback. And I'm sure they're going to work with him on that. But coordinators are, now, there's a lot of film on Drake May now, and they're looking at him and they're trying to flood the passing lanes, trying to confuse the coverages, and he doesn't get confused too often. So, we'll see with the new Giants defensive coordinator. Oh, God, what a team. We'll see what the new Giants defensive coordinator comes up with this week.
All right. Tom King, Nashua Telegraph. Great talking with you as always, buddies. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Yep, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see you, Tom. Tom King, Nashua Telegraph, joining us here and apparently joining me and my family tomorrow at Thanksgiving dinner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.